You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections. Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduced them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers at that press conference made it clear they don't agree on all these proposals, but they'll get a chance to talk about problems and potential changes when they go through the committee process. We've got new information in the case of that former Sun Prairie dean who's now facing charges for child sexual exploitation. Robert Gilkey Meisegeyer is accused of crimes in local and federal court. He was the dean at Sun Prairie West High School. Earlier this week, the district released dozens of pages of documents about their investigation into him. Those documents revealed an investigation into another staff member accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student. According to the State Journal, the documents show Gilkey Meisegeyer was fired after becoming aware of another employee who had sexual contact with a student. And the documents show he did not go to police or to the district. Instead, he told the employee who was accused. In Wisconsin, most people who work in education are mandated reporters. That means under state law, they are legally required to report it if they suspect some kind of child abuse. These documents show Gilkey Meisegeyer's failure to report this other staffer is what led to his firing over the summer. It's not clear who that other staffer is, whether police have been notified, or whether they still work for the district, according to the paper. As for the investigation into Gilkey Meisegeyer, you'll remember that the district got a letter in April from a student saying he was inappropriately involved with one of her classmates. The document showed the district investigated for 3 days, where the student, her parent, and Gilkey Meisegeyer all denied it, and they closed the investigation. Meanwhile, the license of one of the people involved in the whole case is now under investigation, too. WISC reports the Department of Public Instruction is now investigating the license of Sun Prairie School District's Human Resources Director, Chris Sadler. The former principal of Sun Prairie West, Jennifer Ploger, is also having her license investigated by the Department of Public Instruction as well. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, you know, I think defense did a great job last week. You know, offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers, a walk, a hit, and a homer. You know, I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games, you know, in front of our home crowd. It's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts, but for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. Week 39 at the box office is upon us, and there is a much-anticipated film opening in your local theaters. Paul Thomas Anderson's mystery thriller with a dose of comedy, One Battle After Another, is crushing reviews, receiving 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, with most of the reviews already in. That score will not change, but it will be interesting to see if audiences like it just as much as critics. The film stars Leo DiCaprio, Regina Hall, Tiana Taylor, Sean Penn, and Benicio del Toro. There's some good old-fashioned family fun available to watch as well, with G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, based on the TV series. The film stars Gloria Estefan, nightlight pal Thomas Lennon, and the hilarious Kristen Wiig. Just a few reviews at this point, but they are all positive. And if you're in the mood for some horror, check out The Strangers Chapter 2. The first one was absolutely terrifying. The film is getting panned by critics, but oftentimes that does not stop forgiving horror fans. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. We're going to keep the sunny, dry weather rolling through the rest of the week, the weekend, and well into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.